Okay, so welcome to our lesson today for today, June 16th. Let's start standing, but have yourself set up so that you have space around you. And important for this lesson is to notice as you're standing at the beginning here, and if you can't stand, you want to stay seated, that's fine too. As you're standing at the beginning here, notice where your weight's distributed. So importantly to notice is your weight more on your heels or more on the front of your foot, more on your toes. What do you notice? And is the weight distribution the same on each foot? And then see if you can qualify for yourself in words, whatever words work for you, what it feels like. So do you feel heavy? Do you feel sunk? Do you feel supported? Do you feel lifted? Do you feel grounded? Like, what do you notice? What can you use to describe how you're standing now that you could use for comparator later? And if you're sitting, do the same thing. Notice where the weight's distributed in your two sitting bones and feel the length from your tailbone up to your head. So in standing now, can you tell, and you'll have the screen maybe to help you if you need a visual, can you tell if your one shoulder is higher than the other shoulder? Can you tell if one ear is tilted more to one shoulder than the other? Can you tell if your gaze is more toward on one side, if you're looking more forward to the right or more forward to the left? And then make a movement, even if you're sitting, make a movement, either sitting or standing, to turn and look a little bit over your right shoulder. Notice how much of your whole self you use to do that and what kind of an axis you're turning on. So are you turning, as you turn over to the right shoulder, are you turning around the right axis of yourself or are you turning around the left axis of yourself? See if you can sense the difference and see if you can sense what it is, how it is that you turn to look over each shoulder. What do you do with the opposite foot? What do you do with the hip? How do your eyes move with your head? Okay, and then let it go. And just lightly walk a little bit, just to feel how you're walking at this moment. Good. And then bring yourself to the floor and come and lie on your back. So notice yourself on the ground. If you can have your legs a little bit spread, your arms alongside yourself, go back and again explore which way your palms are facing. Feel the movement in your rib cage. So for those of you that have done the last couple lessons, you can build. If you haven't done the last couple lessons, that's fine. You just notice the length of yourself, the orientation of your arms, and then how your ribs respond to breath coming in and breath leaving. And does your rib cage respond the same way on both sides? So imagine that you were either in your bed or maybe on the floor and you wanted to roll to one side. So before you do anything, just for a moment, think about which side you feel right now organized to roll to. And what that means is with which side do you think is more available for you to roll to without a lot of advanced work? And then Just roll to that one side, just once. Just roll to that one side. Notice how you got there. And then how you end up, what position you end up in. Good. And then roll onto your back again. So you chose that one particular side for a reason. See if you can clarify for yourself that reason. And then make the same movement and gently roll onto the other side and see how you do that one. And then come again onto your back and rest for a moment. So just did you file the information about how you roll to each side? How many steps was involved? What did you do to prepare? How did you end up there? So we're going to explore rolling. Some of you might have done this lesson or versions thereof at one point, but rolling is such an interesting way of understanding how we move across the surface that we're on, how the ground gives us support, and how we can use the surface that we're on. Okay, so you're on your back, you've just rolled to one side and then to the other side. So stay on your back and have your legs spread a bit and bring your arms alongside yourself and stand your right foot on the ground. Okay, and place your right foot not too close to your left leg, and somewhere where you can really feel that your knee will be on top of your foot, okay? And that your knee can be vertical over your ankle rather than tilting a little bit inward. And now please lengthen your left arm above your head. So what you've got here is a long left side and a bent right side. So start to very gently let yourself use your right leg to help you lift and lower your right hip joint, your right side of your pelvis, and feel, just go slowly so you can feel that as you do this, your pelvis starts to roll a little bit to the left. Your left leg starts to lengthen and turn a little bit. And make the movement as easy as you can so that you feel you make this movement to the left and come back with the same kind of control. So it's reversible along the way. And you start to feel your pelvis rolling to the left, maybe the ribs above your waistband rolling a little bit to the left, your legs starting to turn, your feet starting to turn outward a little bit. Notice how maybe other parts of yourself start to move as well. So the use of the ribs here is important because you're going to be feeling that with each of these movements, you're going to be rolling across your rib cage, feeling those rib movements from your waist, and then just see how far up your trunk and torso you sense them. Notice if your head and eyes move at all with this initial movement of turning your pelvis. So as you're doing this, notice whether you're putting any weight or work into the left heel, whether you're grounding or bracing or connecting that left heel into the ground at all to enable you to make this turn. So you want to let that left leg be loose and limp, and it's just turned by virtue of your pelvis turning to the left. Do you exhale as you make this movement? Do you inhale? Can you do either or? and feel as light and easy. Are you arching your back in the middle of your back? So it's just your pelvis lifting, just the right side of your pelvis, not your back. Perfect, good. Let it go. Lengthen your arms, lengthen your legs. Remember, when you bring your arm back from being overhead, you might want to bring it down slowly because it can get sort of tired, a little bit numb perhaps, if being up above your head for too long. So just bring it down slowly. Notice how you rest. Feel the sense of the one leg compared to the other leg. We didn't do this at the beginning, but maybe we can now. Add on a little movement of just rolling your head slowly, a little bit right and left. Not a lot, just a small movement, a little bit right and a little bit to the left. Notice the difference of how your head rolls in each direction. Okay, and then let that go and pause. Give yourself a chance to rest. So please again stand your right foot. Lengthen your left arm overhead. And continue this movement of lifting the right side of your pelvis so your pelvis starts to roll toward the left. And include now also beginning to lift your right shoulder at the same time. So see if you can find a way for the right side of your pelvis and your right shoulder to lift at the same time. And as your right shoulder lifts, what are you going to do with the rest of your arm? So if you're going to start to think of this movement of turning, of rolling a little bit toward that left side, then have your head and your eyes move as well, and let your left hand, your right hand come along for the ride. So are you going to leave it back behind you if you're going to turn toward that left side, or are you going to take it with you? So the idea here is to think about the whole right side lifting as a unit and turning around the long axis of the left side. So you're turning around that long axis and that left side starts to come up and under you. So go gradually so you start to feel this connection of moving toward that left side. So that left arm is long above you, so that eventually when you do make it over to that left side, you would be resting your left ear on your upper arm. But you want to do, so pause for a moment, and you want to do this in a way that is integrated. So we know how to roll. Everybody rolls every day. But we're looking for ways, a different way to play with rolling, to many different ways what we're going to play with. But how do you find this movement and move around an axis of support? So this long left side is your long axis, and you're going to roll across and over that axis. And you, at the same time as you're going over onto the left side, it's almost like that left side is coming up and under you as well. So come back and explore that again. Lengthen your left arm overhead. Stand your right foot. So the timing issues here, we're looking at the timing of this movement. The timing is also that, can you lift your right hip and shoulder at the same time? And how does they both turn your whole self to the left, including your head and your eyes? So you have to play with the angle of your left leg. If it's too much out to the side, it's going to be not in line with your arm and it's going to be hard for you to roll onto it. But conversely, you don't want it too close to your right leg. And as you roll toward that left side, you want to explore this movement in a way that you just roll toward the side and not go forward. So not using momentum to get you farther over. That's it. So that right arm comes with you. And your standing leg doesn't really have to move. I mean, it moves eventually when you get onto your side that you would then fold it on. But you don't have to lift that standing foot and place it somewhere else. Because, of course, when you go back and reverse it, you want to end up where you started. Okay, let it go. Lengthen your leg. Lengthen your arm slowly. And take a moment and rest. What comes to your attention resting after those movements of just going to the left? What's the sense of each shoulder blade on the ground? So please now stand your left leg. Place your right arm long above your head. And with your left, lifting the left side of your pelvis, start to feel your pelvis rolling a little toward the right, a little bit at a time. Only your pelvis for the start, to start with. So your left leg is helping you. See if you're able to keep that knee stable over your foot. You'll notice that if you keep that leg stable, if the knee stays over your foot, you're going to access higher up into your back to enable you to make this movement of turning. If your knee starts to fall in, your access will probably be a little bit lower down. Very gently, just feel the difference. This side may not be as available for you, perhaps. So you're just... It's the same side. You're standing your left leg, your right arm overhead. That's it. And you're just trying to see what it's like now to roll toward the left. Toward the right. You're rolling toward the right, sorry. That's it. Now start to engage that left shoulder. So you're not so much wanting to just get up, lift that shoulder and reach the arm over, just to reach the arm over. Let that shoulder, so it's your left, your right arm that's long overhead, right? And your left hand is just beside you. That's it. And you're going to start to roll with that left side of your pelvis lifting, roll toward the right and start to think about that left shoulder, but don't start the movement by reaching over with your hand. Okay, the movement is coming from your pelvis and your shoulder lifting, and then your arm is just hanging there and it just slides. It doesn't have to reach all the way in front. It just comes over your body. So it's your left shoulder with your left hip. Think about like you're rolling like a whole, like a block over on to that left long side. Sorry, the right long side. I'm getting mixed up. I'm sorry about that. Okay. There you go. Nice. So you end up resting your right ear on your right arm. And you're going slowly. The faster you, if you go fast, you're going to not be able to do this in a connected way. Okay, let it go and rest. We all know how to roll. It's not about learning how to roll. It's about learning how to connect it all and trying to find a way of finding a graceful way of doing it, of having our brain teach us something a little bit different. Different way of doing it. Roll your head a little bit from side to side. Notice how it feels. Now that you've rolled a little bit to each side, what's your sensation of length along each side from foot to shoulder? So now please come and roll onto your stomach. Extend your arms above your head. Have your legs spread a little bit. And make a movement of lifting your right hip from the floor. And as you do that, your body will roll a little bit toward the left with that right hip lifted. So that's your movement. That's your initiation movement of lifting your hip. Feeling as you do that, your right knee will start to bend a bit. Just feel that movement so that you start with, your head is where it's comfortable. So play with whether you want to have your head down, facing to the right or facing to the left. Okay. So the idea here is that your hip lifts the right side of the, so it's, you're starting with your groin, your hip joint in the front, down toward the ground, and you're going to lift that right part of it so that your right buttock in the back moves backward into the left. Your right knee starts to bend to the side. See if you can do it without necessarily rubbing your right knee, but feeling it come up, your right knee comes up towards your right elbow. Now, the trick here is, of course, is to do this without pushing through your left foot. Okay, so the movement is in the right hip joint. The legs start long and really try and find it. This is a critical movement. It's a difficult movement to get. To really feel that you could start to roll a little bit toward that left side just by lifting the right side of your pelvis. And you can begin to sense what happens with your upper chest, what happens with your arm, what happens with your head. You see the weight will begin to shift toward the left side, toward the ribs on the left. That's it. Okay, let that go for a moment and take a break. We typically roll from our front onto our back by standing one leg, turning ourselves half around and then half around again. We're going to look for a way to make it a little bit smoother, but it's contingent on really finding the ability to lift that right hip joint. And as you lift the right hip joint and be able to find a way to actually roll yourself, roll your pelvis to begin with toward the left. And in order to do that, you really need to bend that right knee, but find the timing of when that right knee bends with how you lift your hip. So when you're ready, come back to your front. your arms extended above your head. Start to lift your right hip joint and start to make this movement a little bit bigger. Start to think about sliding your right elbow downward towards your right hip. Keep bending your elbow a little bit more, keep bending your knee a little bit more. So you start to, now, but you're not just sliding your knee and your hip toward each other. Remember, you're lifting your right hip joint to start to roll you toward the left. And as you roll toward the left, feel the timing of when you're going to bring your elbow and your knee toward each other. So it isn't a movement just of taking your elbow and your knee toward each other. It's finding a way of using this shortening, this folding of your elbow and your knee on the right side to roll toward the left side as the left side gets longer. So your left arm is above your head and your left leg stays long. In fact, it may even get longer as you roll onto it. And it's a very, you want to make this smooth and connected so you can roll on toward that left side without pushing with your hand. So you really need to lift that right side of your pelvis really a lot and feel it, your pelvis roll backward and to the left. And your hand comes along for the ride. Your elbow bends towards, your elbow is bent towards your knee. So you can end up on your left side with your left side long and your right side folded. That's it. All of you are probably finding some of your mats maybe getting in the way. Nice. Okay, and then let that go and roll onto your back for a moment and rest. So it's again rolling across or over an axis. Again, the long left axis and the shortened right one. Remember, rolling is about crossing a midline. So you have to go across the middle of yourself to get to the other side. And when you make this movement of rolling, you discover, if you know what you're trying to do, which is lift that hip to help you roll to the side, you discover, what am I going to do? There's probably only one easy way to have your head to begin with. So when you're ready, please return to your stomach. Extend your arms above your head. Spread your legs a bit. So you're not resting your elbow, your head on your forehead on your arms. Your arms are above your head. And start to now lift the left hip and begin to roll your pelvis toward the right. So again, you're looking to see how you begin to shorten the left side as you lengthen the right side. Go slow. Feel like it's as if that whole left side is going to move together. One part doesn't follow the other, but it's a unit. So you're not going to get over onto that right side all at once. Play with how you're going to roll over the ribs on your belly. And then how do you return to your front? How do you make the movement of going back? So that it's not a moment, you're not using momentum to fall backward or to go back to being on your front, to fall forward. So don't lift your elbow intentionally. Just find this movement of, as you're rolling that left shoulder lifts And as it lifts, your elbow starts to come closer to your knee. So you can begin to fold on that side as you come on to that left side, to the right side. So again, you're trying to find a way to do this without necessarily pushing through one foot or some toes or bracing. It's just a lovely little rolling movement. And you can think about when you get back to your stomach, is your belly protruded or empty? When would you want to have that full complement of air in your abdomen to support you? Okay, and please pause that and come onto your back. And rest for a moment on your back. So what do you notice on your back now? What shapes are different that you can sense? How does the length of one side of yourself compare to the length of the other side of yourself? Just let your head roll a little bit from side to side. Light, easy. Feel the space and movement in your neck. Okay, and then let that go. Rest for a moment. So now please stay on your back. And lift your legs to bring your knees towards your chest. And bring your arms in front of your face so that your elbows point to your knees. Not holding your face necessarily, just in front of your chest so that you've got, you're folded. Okay, your elbows are bent and your elbows point to your knees. Okay, and in that position, start to lift your head a little bit from the floor as you extend your right arm and your right leg and rolling a little bit toward that right side. So you extend the right arm and right leg as you begin to roll. Now don't try and roll over all at once. So remember what your end game is here. Your end game is, again, that you're going to go over toward a long right side. So you want to play with this together so that your arm and your leg straighten at the same time. So your right arm doesn't go downward by your side. Your right arm is going to straighten above your head as your right leg straightens downward toward the floor. So that you end up rolling across your ribs. And you're going to have to lift your head a little bit at some point. When is that movement of lifting your head? So that you end up with a long right leg, a long right arm. And again, you might be a little bit shortened on the left side when you come on to your right side. So you want to be controlled so you don't find that you're going to fall at the last movement onto that right side. And then how are you going to bring yourself back towards your back? So you're going to have to shorten the right elbow and the right knee to come toward each other. So when you lengthen to go to the right, your right leg goes downward, your right arm goes upward, and you end up again resting on your right arm. And you can see for yourself what the lineup looks like, the alignment is of your arm and your leg, if they line up or if your leg's a little bit in front. But see if you can time it that they both lengthen at the same time so that it's the lengthening of that arm and leg and turning your head and lifting it a little bit, that ends, that rolls you toward the side. And you can stay on that side for a moment and just breathe on that right side and just notice what it's like to be on that right side. The idea, of course, with all these movements is not to rush, is to take it easy and lightly. So you have to extend your right leg downward in the connection of your body. Set. Now, can you reverse this movement? Can you pause anywhere along this movement and stop and go either forward or back? That's the key to a really elegant movement. How can you control when you're going to stop, when you're going to start, when you're going to go back, when you're going to go forward? Okay, let that go. Lie on your back. Rest for a moment. Sense yourself and how you're resting. So this lesson, this way of rolling, is we're looking at folding and unfolding. Being long on one side as you're short on the other side. And all of us have probably ingrained within us a preference to be long on one particular side and to be short on the other particular side. To flex, we flex easier one way, we extend easier another way. So this way, this rolling from side to side, which we're eventually going to do, will help us sort of equalize to some extent these preferences. So you're on your back again. Again, fold your arms and legs. Now extend your left arm and your left leg at the same time as you roll toward the left. Only a little bit. Don't try and get there the first time. And then when you come back, everything is again folded. So don't extend the arm first or the leg first. Really trying to find a way to make the whole side roll at the same time. And find out the timing of when you're going to lift your head. Because if you don't lift your head, you're not going to be able to get it onto that long side and to be resting on that whole left side. And then it's the way to come back is by, again, folding the right leg first, folding the left leg. That's it. And coming back in one movement. Folding and unfolding. That's it. So that right arm and right leg don't really need to do much. They don't even have to touch the ground. Especially that right arm doesn't have to touch the ground. So you don't necessarily have to stop yourself with your hand. Nice. Nice to see you all playing with it in a very playful way. It's just a playing movement, right? It's rolling. Remind yourself of being a little baby who often brings their arms and legs together and just rolls over the big trunk that they have. Here you have the advantage of having long limbs that can help you as you extend and fold. Okay, and then let it go and rest again on your back. So, what do you notice in your upper chest and in the relationship of each shoulder to your spine? So please come back to folding. Folding your knee to your elbows to your knees. Again, extend your right arm and your right leg. Continue to roll toward the right and continue to move, come back to your back. That's it. So your right leg as you go to the right is not going to be up in the air. It's going to end up on the ground. It's going to be long on the ground, not in the air. That's it. So you're going to have your long arm and leg on the ground. Now, after you get to that right side, what do you need to do to continue that movement to roll onto your belly, onto your stomach, without falling? And can you end up there with your arms and legs straight and your head lifted? Whoops, not going to the other side, not going to the other side, not going to the other side, just coming from your belly. That's it, you got ahead of me here. Just find a way to go from your belly. Okay, everybody, let's just wait for everybody to get back to their backs and we'll start again. Because you can use momentum to do this and we don't want to use momentum. So again, fold yourself, extend your right arm and your right leg, roll toward the right. And as you get to your belly, you think about really protruding your belly forward so that you really have a big support. And if your head can be lifted, that's great. Now, how would you get back to your back going in the same direction? Not continuing to the right, but coming back. So now what are you going to do? You're going to have to lift that left hip joint. Feel your pelvis roll to the right. Your left side's going to shorten. You're going to roll over and onto your back and end up in that folded position again. So it's reversing it. So we played with before being on your stomach and just lifting your left hip to roll to the right. So that's what you do here. You lift your left hip, you roll to the right, you come back onto your back, and you end up in that folded position. One movement. Everything gets long, one side gets long, and one side gets short. That's it. Nice. If your head can, your head is lifted as you lifted your head, remember, on your back to go to your side, your head is still lifted. So your head is a little bit up as you come onto your stomach. If you were a little baby, you would come onto your belly with a protruded belly and your arms and legs off the ground. Maybe you can do that, but that's not so critical. But you can both, you can all envision what that looks like. Okay, and then let that go. Rest on your back for a moment. So there you did a full movement from your back to your stomach without having to do several steps along the way, several preparatory steps of standing a leg, sliding your bottom backward, just using the power of the folding and unfolding. And the lifting of your hip, the lifting of your pelvis. So please, again, fold all your limbs. You're on your back, your limbs are folded. Start to extend your left leg and your left arm. Roll a couple times just to the left side and then back again to get yourself to refine that movement a little bit. So remember, as you go to the left, your left leg lengthens downward on the floor. Your left arm lengthens upward. Your head is ending up resting on your arm. That's it. Now, if you're going to continue that towards your belly, you're going to have to lift your head at some point and really protrude your abdomen so that you end up on a full abdomen. And you try to do that without falling. You're going to probably fall a little bit as you start it. And to go back, again, of course, you're going to lift that right hip joint. Feel your right elbow and your right knee come toward each other. And then you come onto your back and you end up, of course, with your left, both your elbows and your knees toward each other. Lovely. And see if you can find a way to, so I see some of you bringing that bottom leg as an afterthought to join the other leg. See if you can find a way, the timing of when you're going to take the bottom leg, so in this case it's the right leg, to join the left side. So that it can all happen in one time. You don't have to, it's not a before and then an after. Okay, and then let that go, please, and rest for a moment on your back again. So please fold yourself again. Now, extend your right arm and your right leg. Roll toward the right. Come onto your back again. Fold and roll toward the left. So remember, with each movement to the side, it's a folding and an unfolding. As you roll toward the right side lengthens. You come back to the middle by shortening and folding both arms and legs, and then you roll toward the left by lengthening the left side. Nice. And then rest again for a moment. So please stand, fold yourself again. Now roll toward the, so lengthen your right side, start to roll toward the right, then continue to roll onto your stomach, and then continue to keep rolling. That's it. So you're not coming back, but you keep rolling. So how do you fold and unfold? And keep going until you run out of space in your room. If you were here, you would roll and roll and roll until you rolled on top of each other. So how do you go toward your stomach, continue the movement, so you keep folding and unfolding till you run out of space. So when are you going to lift your head? How do you bring your head over each arm? Nice. Lengthening and folding. A lot of movement, a lot of moving across yourself, a lot of use of your ribs. So you can play with any combinations, right? You can just go to your side, you can go to your stomach and then onto your back again. You can continue rolling around yourself. Then come again, fold yourself one more time and start to lengthen yourself to roll toward the right and then onto your stomach. And then how do you come back without any preparation to where you were? That's it. And then go to the left and onto your stomach And then how do you come back again? Lovely. Okay, and then let it go and rest. So those of you that have young little kids in your lives, you can show them something. Or it's a good party trick. So what does it feel like to rest on the floor? After all that rolling around, what do you notice about the shape of yourself? Where do you feel flatter? Where do you feel more open? What's the space like in your neck? So at the back of your neck, at your spine, is your neck feeling like it's in a different place, a different shape? What do you sense? What is it like to roll your head a little bit from one side to the other? So I'm imagining that this lesson will have made you tired because it's a lot of moving around, but it also a lot of trying to coordinate the folding and unfolding. So those of you doing it in the evening might find that it's good to helps you to sleep. But I think rolling is also a way of sort of crossing the midline, but also really getting the ribs supple and really feeling your spine moving, letting your head move, and really feeling the coordination of the integration of everything together. And you can play with it. You can play with the whole movement. You can play with little bits of it. We do some pieces of rolling in other lessons, but this is just a nice way of pulling it all together. And we've done several different ways of rolling, but what I like about this one is the emphasis on the folding and unfolding. So at the beginning, I asked you to roll a little bit to one side to choose your preferred side. So see if that's still the case for you, what side you would actually initiate a roll to at the moment, and just do it in however way you feel comfortable. Is it the same as when you did it earlier? And then initiate a roll to the other side and see how it feels and if it's the same as the way you did earlier. So, of course, you can do it by starting with your knees toward your elbows and your elbows toward your knees. Or you can do it with one foot standing, of course, to help you roll to the other side. There's different ways of playing with this rolling. And then find a way to roll to one side and slowly come up to sitting. Take your time. You might get a bit lightheaded from all the movement on the ground. And then from sitting, slowly coming up to standing. What do you notice about how you're standing now compared to the beginning? Sitting, if you're sitting and you sat earlier. So what's your alignment from your feet going up and through you? What's your weight distribution on one foot compared to the other foot? Is it the same as it was before? And what is it like to turn now and look over one shoulder and turn to look over the other shoulder? Is more of your back and ribs and spine involved? What's the axis up that you're turning on now compared to earlier? So this lesson was also all about the axis of turning. And so start to walk and see how this takes you into walking from all that rolling, how it moves you into a functional activity of walking.